I am alone.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I am alone. I like to think that I am surrounded by beautiful people, beautiful circumstances, a beautiful life. I like to think that I'm surrounded by everything that makes life worthwhile and happy and joyful and exciting. I like to think that everywhere I look, everything that I see is beautiful and wonderful. But I'm alone. Truly, I'm alone. Out of me, out of this mind, out of this body, out of this experience, is all of life. Out of me. Now, what is this me out of which all of life is? What is that? What is this me? Well, as I look at me, I see my physical body, and I see my physical body is made up of parts, and all the parts are rather remarkably put together. Every human being is very remarkably put together. And I delight in this. I delight in being well constructed. And I delight in being well constructed and looking at my own body and thinking how wonderful it is. And I look at all the parts of my body and I worship them, in fact. I say, what wonderful hands I have. What a wonderful face I have. What wonderful feet I have. What wonderful being I am. I worship my body. And then I think to myself, my goodness, I shouldn't worship my body. That's not a nice thing to do. You shouldn't worship yourself. And then I say to myself, yes, you should. You should delight in who you are and what you are. It is very important that I delight in what I am. If I don't delight in it, I will not like it. If I don't delight in it, I will not recognize its magnificence and its perfection. If I don't delight in my body, I will not enjoy my body. I will perhaps think another body is better than mine. Perhaps I'll think my body is not so good. It's imperfect in some way. Well, as I delight in my body, I recognize that every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I recognize that every organ, action, function of my body is operating to the maximum, to the ideal, to its perfect concept, the perfection that it is. Now, is that bad? No, hardly. But I'm all alone in this. No one sees my body as I see it. No one sees my mind as I see it. No one sees my thoughts as I see them. It's just a given fact. I am the only one who knows me. I am the only one who calls forth in my life that which I am. And I call forth in my life all of the beauty, all of the goodness, all of the divinity that I am, for I am divinely made. Now, if for a moment I were to say I have a problem, then I would be creating that problem at that moment in my experience. And as I create that problem at that moment in my experience, I'm giving it purpose and I'm giving it the right to be. I'm the only one that can give it the right to be. I am alone in this. There's not another being in my universe who tells me that I'm good or bad or indifferent. They only tell me what I tell myself. And if I tell myself I'm a wonderful person, then everyone in my world looks at me and sees a wonderful person. That's the only thing that exists. You say, well, how can that be? I have other thoughts. That's right. You have other thoughts. And every thought that I think that is contrary to the divine, the ideal that I am, is a lie. Yes, it's a lie. every thought that is contrary to the ideal me is a lie. And if I speak any thought that is contrary to the ideal me, I am bold-faced lying. I am bold-faced saying that which is not true, but I have the opportunity to experience that lie. I have the opportunity to call forth that lie in my world, in my experience, in my habitat. And as I do that, then I think that that's real for me. But underlying that apparent reality is the fact that I am ideal, that I am my original purity and integrity, that I am that which I am. If I want to be anything in life, I alone make the decision as to what that is. And I say to myself in my peaceful, quiet times, in my private times, I like me. I like me. I like me. I am divine. I am wonderful. I am beautiful. I say these things. And sometimes the illusion of the contrariness seems to be present, and it says, ho, 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 ho. Who says that you like yourself? You act as though you don't. You eat foods that are not beneficial for your physical body, and you know they're not beneficial, and that's why they're not beneficial. They're not beneficial because they're not beneficial, but they're not beneficial because you know they're not beneficial. Oh, come on now, that's kind of silly. That's very silly. No, it isn't. That's the truth. Call it what we will, whatever we call anything in our life, that is what it is. I say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And then my every thought is upon my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My every thought is upon what an ideal spirit, mind, and body is. My body is not what I eat. It's not what goes into my mouth, but what comes out. My body is an expression of who and what I am. My body is pure love, unconditional love. My body is life. My body is vitality. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. My body is all that is good and all that is beautiful and all that is fantastic, because that's who I am and that's all that I am. Now, is this the thought that I want to project into my universal reality? Is this the thought that I want to bring forth in my experiences on this planet Earth? I can do anything I want to do. I can pretend I am not my original purity and integrity, and then I have that as an illusion in my life. I can pretend that I am my original purity and integrity, and be that original purity and integrity, and it's okay. That's the game I play. The play of the game of being my original purity and integrity, or not. There's no win, no lose. There's just being. The game is to be. The game is not to have a winner or loser. The game of life is to live, and you will say, to die. No, it's not to die. That's an illusion. That's not a reality. Life is immortal. You are immortal. I am immortal. But the way I act and talk and think and say things about myself sometimes, you think that I'm limited. You think that my life is short-term, and it isn't. My life is endless. All of our life is endless, and it ends as we think it should end, by the illusion that we have, or by the immortality that we have. Now we, at the moment, do not allow ourselves the possibility to think what immortality would be like. We at the moment do not realize that immortality is as much fun in its beginning as it is in the middle as it is at the end. And there is no end, there is no beginning, and there is no middle. There's just the now. The now, the ever-present now, which is continually happening, continually being, and continually the expression of what we are. Would it think. I am my original purity and integrity now. And I am my original purity and integrity at my birth. and I am my original purity and integrity at my allness, at my nowness. There is no otherness. I create myself into other worlds, into other climes, into other environments, into other atmospheres, into other experiences, but the ambience that I create myself into and in with that I create myself, it makes no difference. I can only, and I only do, live now. I can only think now, I can only speak now, and I can only see now. So I might as well see my original purity and integrity and be my original purity and integrity and enjoy my original purity and integrity, which I am now. I'm alone, absolutely alone. There's not another being in my universe telling me how to live my life. There's not another being in my universe telling me whether I'm living my life well or poorly. There's not another being in my universe that understands me. I am alone. I'm not lonely. I'm alone. I am, by choice, by myself, making all the decisions that are my life. And I make that decision right now, living in my ideal, original purity and integrity right now, and it is wonderful. I am alone. And how great it is to be alone. As I am alone, I find all things are revealed to me in their beautiful, perfect, wonderful way. This is who I am. This is where I'm going. This is why life is important to me, and I am important to life. Think on these things with me, for as I meditate on these thoughts, they are my reality. As I live in the awareness of these thoughts, they are my reality. As I delight in being alone with myself in my perfection, this is my reality. Join me in this reality and know how wonderful it truly is. I love you. I love you. I love you.